Warning.
We are from Miami. You're going to hear a lot of likes, so, oh my God, no vocal fry. So listen at your own risk. Also, we're going to put in our beginning of our podcast different artists that are not in the radio, and we support them.
That was Hennessy's Barrios with her EP. Go listen on Spotify.
Hi guys, welcome to our podcast. This is Val talking, and right next to me is
Isabella.
Yeah, we are just trying this out. I mean, I love listening to podcasts like Two Girls and One Ghost.
Call her daddy. Yeah, this is just for fun, I guess.
Yeah, and let's see how it turns out.
We're just gonna talk shit.
Yeah, we are gonna talk shit.
But this first episode is actually gonna be just talking shit and also getting to know us.
Sorry, that was my water. Yeah, getting to know us. So, the first thing I'm going to tell you about us is that we are sisters. We stand together. Okay. Yep, we're sisters and we are from Colombia. So, this is like a Latina slash Miami podcast.
Yeah.
So yeah, we are from Colombia. We're sisters, and Isabella is the youngest one. So yeah, I'm the oldest. Yep.
Yeah, she's the oldest. I'm the youngest. What do I like about my sister? Well,
Why are you starting with this question?
Because.
No, let's just introduce ourselves.
Okay, fine. Okay. Let's go one by one. I'll go first. I want to go first. Okay. So I'm Isabella Vargas, Colombian and from Miami.
I live in Miami. You live in Miami.
Whatever. I'm a Capricorn.
Okay, you can say that.
I was born on January. Not going to say the date because I don't know. People are weird. I'm a singer. I'm a dancer. And I'm an actress. And I think that's it. I don't know what else to say.
Okay, so I'm Valeria. Val, they call me Val because Valeria is a hard name to pronounce. I am from Colombia.
How is that even like a hard name? Like
a lot of people don't know. There's like Valeria. No, Malaria. Like shit like malaria. It's like, no! So I was saying, I'm Valeria or Val. I am born in Colombia and I live in Miami. Typical Miami girl with that. I am a Virgo. So, me and my sister get along very well, so. I am a singer, a vocal coach, and I am not an actress like my sister. I do belly dance, but I stopped, and I will continue. But yeah, and I manage my dad's company, which is Mambo Camp Music, and that's like where, we just sell our bands. We make videos, we have a studio. This is not recorded in our studio because we wanted to make it more like natural, more like, oh my God, they're in the room. They're in the room. I'm in my room right now. So
basically now we're just gonna like say like questions that I found on Google because we don't know how to start this.
Yeah, we don't know how to start this.
We're just gonna
introduce ourselves. And yes. I love talking, so.
So, yes, we know that. What do you like about your sister? So what I like about my sister is that she's, she's a really good sister. I'm just kidding. Obviously, I feel like, she's like, we get along so well and she's always there for me and vice versa. So, yeah.
That's it. You have to say qualities.
Okay. She has nice eyes. Like, what do you want me to say?
Look, I'm going to give you an example. Okay. What I like about my sister. I'm going to say what I like about my sister. Okay. What I like about my sister is that, even though she's young, she gives me very good advices. So, like, she's very mature. She motivates me a lot. She works very hard for her Broadway career, which it's just very wow.
Okay, fine. So what
I wait, like, I'm not done. Oh, about
you are done.
Okay. Also, what I like about my sister is that she cooks amazing. Like, I'm not talking about salty food, but desserts. And I really don't like desserts. And the one I like the most is dulce de leche. I don't know, tres leches, right? The tres leches. That's like my favorite. Oof. A lot of people like her cheesecake, but I'm not a cheesecake fan. So, yeah. I mean, that's it. That's all I like about her. And I'm pretty sure throughout this podcast, we're going to know more about what I like about her. So, but these are the first things that pop out in my head.
Okay, so I guess I'll say what I like about my sister is that she's also very hardworking. She's very hyper. She has a lot of energy. So that motivates me to do stuff as well. She has nice hair.
Thank you.
Just kidding. just kidding. Just kidding.
You're so mean to me.
It's just that I'm drawing a blank right now. Okay. What I like about you is that you're so passionate. You're very ambitious.
Okay.
And you are focused, but in certain things.
Exactly.
Like in your career wise. Like, she's super focused on that and she's very determined, and that inspires me to do what I do. And she's very funny.
And I don't even know. Ways. I don't even know how to.
And it's just that there's a lot. I just can't really pinpoint all of them right now.
Okay. Yeah. So that's why I said throughout the podcast, you're going to know what we love. Yeah.
What do you hate about your sister? Okay. So one thing I hate.
I know what you're going to say because we talked about this yesterday at Wawa.
One thing that I hate about my sister. Okay. So there's this thing that musicians, well, singers?
No, like band leaders or like, band leaders.
Band leaders do when they're in the band. It's like in the name, whatever. And when they want the song to be over, they do something with their hand, like doing like a little fist. And so they can stop and move on to the next song or just stop the whole thing, like the song ending. So when you talk to her and she's like talking, she goes like this to you with all this attitude that I cannot stand, because it is rude. And why are you doing this to me when it's just, you see, like that. That's just annoying. Yeah. Another thing.
Okay, wait. So we are also video recording all of this.
It's basically just going into like a high five and then make it into a fist. And then just like, it's just, and putting it up on your face just so you could be quiet. That's what I mean.
I think that's like a passive aggressive thing that I do,
I guess. I don't know. Another thing that I hate, I think that's the only thing that I can pinpoint right now. Okay, you go.
Well, the one thing I hate about my sister is, she already knows, it's something personal. But let me tell you something I really hate is sometimes when she wakes up and she doesn't tell you what she feels. And it's like, what? Yeah,
like,
because you wake
so random.
No, because you wake up with this face that I'm like, what the fuck are you feeling? You know, I'm
Well,
like,
let me clarify.
Oh, wait, I'm not done.
Okay, wait,
I'm
let
not
me
done.
Clarify.
And another thing is the fact that sometimes when I want to work out 2 hours and I have like a plan in my head, like, okay, we're going to do cardio 2 hours, you know, because I ate quesadillas yesterday or something like that. And then...
And that's why I tell you, Vale, just do it. But you just don't want
to
do
it. Yeah, but then you're my little sister. And then I'm like, no, I do whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're my little sister. I'm not going to leave you.
Well, that's on you, sister. That's not on me. That's your sister.
Sister.
Okay, now about that morning thing. Let's just clarify here that sometimes I do wake up with that face. And you just got to understand that I am not a morning person. I do not wake up happily like you do. Like, hey. I do not do that. Like, I just can't. I hate waking up.
Because she's a Capricorn, that's why she... What? Capricorns are dark.
And I just hate waking up, you know, from a good sleep. But then I like the day after.
Okay, my turn to read a question.
Okay.
What do we have in common?
we're sisters. We're born in Colombia.
No, like common. I think they're talking about personality. So okay. Like, what do we have in common in personalities?
I need a verb. We're very ambitious.
Okay. What else?
I don't know. You say one. I've said.
What do we have in common? The fact when we get lazy, we get lazy. Like, you know, when we get lazy, we just look at our phones for the whole day and that's fun. And then we get like annoyed.
I just want to sleep.
Yeah, no. Like, we go watch thing. Netflix and yeah, stuff like that. And like then that. At the end of the day,
We feel guilty because
we love working hard and stuff like that. So I think that's like the number one thing that we have in common. Like right now, we're like, oh my God, we need to do this. We've been talking about this podcast for a really long time. And today we're like, whatever, we're just going to do it. Well, and that's it. We did it because then we forget about it and then we feel guilty.
Yeah.
And she's going to do her video blog tomorrow. So yeah.
Yeah, my YouTube. So, you know, if you guys see this and are not subscribed, go subscribe to my YouTube. It's very fun. Well, I haven't really started it. We'll think about it later.
Okay. What is our funniest moment together?
I don't know. There's so many.
Like, I know, right? I feel like it's when we fuck up. Like, when we're like legit fuck up and we're like, we're so stupid. And no, for you, you laugh at me because you're like, Vale, you're so stupid. And then we make a funny story about it.
Yeah.
Like, and then she just copies me and stuff like that. And I don't know what's our funniest moment. Wow.
I know we've had. It's just that I just
can't. Yeah, it's just a lot. It's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not gonna.
Your turn to
read. We'll talk about it more in the near future. Describe your sister in just 3 words. Okay. Easy. Actually, no, this is hard. Okay. Big heart. That's one.
Okay, you know what? I'll start.
Determined. Okay. And one more. Annoying.
Big heart, determined, and annoying. Okay. I have one. Wow, I don't have any negatives.
Whatever. But annoying is not negative. It makes my day.
Okay. Mature, cute, and talented. Wow.
Fine. I'll change my annoying one to talented as well. It's like, I can't really think right now.
Okay, yeah, because you're overthinking about it.
What do you sisters do for fun?
We just go everywhere together.
We literally do anything together.
Like, we're like, bro, dude, if my sister was like my age, I would tell her, Isa, let's go to Las Rosas right now. Like, let's go to Las Rosas and watch a band.
Right now.
Let's go to Las Rosas right now and like watch a band. But since she's not my age, sadly, we can't do that.
Whose room is a mess?
My sister's.
Oh, what are you talking about? Mine is really clean right now.
Every day, my room is clean because I like to meditate.
We equally have a messy room. I'm sorry. This is going to start a fight. We're not even mad.
My room is the best.
What? Okay, no. This is good. What? Okay, let's quiz each other right now.
Okay, so I cough a lot. I don't know why, but yeah.
Okay.
Warning.
It's a fun fact. I'll ask a question. What is my favorite color?
Bitch. I know when you were little, it was blue because I liked pink. That's all I know.
That is true. No.
No, what? Okay.
I literally told you my favorite color. Like,
is it purple?
No.
Red?
Yes.
Red is your favorite color?
Yes.
Really?
I know, right? It's weird. I think red and pink are my favorite colors.
Okay. What is my favorite color?
Pink.
I have another color. I have 3 colors.
Okay, pink, yellow.
No.
Pink, black.
That one's one.
Pink, black. Okay, so I need one more. Purple.
No, there's one. There's two that are my favorite. Pink and what?
Pink and orange.
No.
Pink and green?
No, pink and white.
Oh, when was that?
Since forever. That's why my room is white.
No, that is true. Well, my room is white, but it's not my favorite
color.
Yeah,
but it's just, you guys know.
Okay.
What I mean.
What's my favorite food?
Wow, I don't know anything about you. Your favorite food is not Indian.
Obviously. Not Indian.
You're Italian.
Of course.
Wow. Oh my god, I forgot because I invited her for her birthday. Yes. So yeah.
Well, your favorite food is Indian. I'm sorry.
No, there's one. Okay. There's categories.
I know something happened to your phone. Okay. Wait, you said there was two?
Like, they're in categories, but there's not number one that I'm like, I would never get tired of it because...
Peruvian?
Good.
There you go. I knew it.
My turn. Who is my crush? I'm talking about celebrity, bitch.
I was like, do you really want me to say this right now?
No, celebrity.
I don't know. Bruno Mars.
No.
What?
Okay, he's one because I'm a hoe, but no.
Channing Tatum.
No, I know it's not.
Ryan Gosling?
No, I wish, but no.
What do you mean you wish? Like, what? Okay, who else? I don't know.
Wow. It's one of my favorite movies. Actually, there's two favorite movies.
Oh,
that I watch. And one of them, it's like they're two different favorite movies and they're like two different crushes.
Okay, what is his name? I know his name.
Okay, just say his name on the movie.
Exactly, that's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, how does he look like?
Oh my god, he's friends with Legolas.
Bitch, no, it's Legolas. That was my first crush, and I always love Orlando Bloom.
Okay, we're talking about Lord of the Rings, if you did not catch up on this.
But what's my other one? Actually, just say the one from the... No, just the Lord of the Rings, man. I just noticed this. Yeah, Legolas and...
No, my God.
And yes, Bruno Mars too, but I don't want to seem like a hoe.
Yeah. Well, you're supposed to answer this. My celebrity crush. Okay, let's think about this because I actually...
Okay, is it from Broadway?
No.
I know who, the detective from Jane the Virgin, bitch.
Actually, no. Oh my god. Brett Dyer, please. Okay, no, that's not, no. He's not my celebrity crush.
I don't know.
Okay, me neither. I don't know who my celebrity crush is.
Okay, because we hoes.
I don't know. I think mine would be, I really don't know.
Oh, Tupac.
Tupac? Oh my god.
Tupac.
Fucking okay, accent. Another question. Okay. What kind of music do I like?
Like indie, kind of like The Killers kind of music. Okay. Yeah, New York playlist right there.
Yeah, that.
What about me?
Okay, you also like that actually, but you like but you like happy ones. You're not like me, like you also like the sad ones.
Yeah, no.
You also like that new kind of music that you have in your oof playlist.
Oh yeah, I'm liking boleros.
Yeah.
Cause like the bitch is heartbroken. There you go.
Tea later though.
Okay.
Okay, I guess we'll just talk shit now.
Because this podcast is about let's talk shit and like...
I think this podcast is let's talk shit and also like just let's talk about stupid stuff.
Yeah.
And our life.
I feel
like ranting.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to bring this topic up because I mean, it's like it doesn't fit with any category that we're going to do in the future. So let's just do it now.
Okay.
Let's talk about what we were talking about in Wynwood that other day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Has anybody noticed?
Los hombres.
Has anybody noticed how... Because I did not notice it until you actually pointed it out. And then I started noticing it that same day. So we were walking.
Wow. David, shout out to you who taught me this.
Yes,
wow.
David
Kim Kardashian.
Shout out to all those people that when I say wow, now they're copying it everywhere.
And they take
just
credit.
Know, exactly.
No, the one that did this was David,
yeah,
okay?
Original,
credit to him.
Original one is David, so please do not take credit for this.
And shout out to Jenny69, who is amazing and she inspires me to be Latina.
Okay.
Love her.
So one day we were, the other day we were walking in Wynwood and we were just like, you know, walking. What else are we going to be doing? Because I am too young to go into any clubs.
Exactly.
Okay, we were walking in Wynwood and we passed by various men and we moved most of the time. So it's like, they're like in front of us.
Vocal fry.
They're like in front of us and they don't move. Like, they expect us to move. So then we move peasants. Naturally. Because it's just like an instinct. And I saw it in a lot of girls when we were there. They move and the guys think they're all machos and they're just like going.
And they're like, no. And the saddest thing is that is the guys who are older than 25.
Yes. And it's not...
That's what I noticed. And I'm like, bro,
you're... not people my age. Because my age, they're actually...
Well, yeah,
they
no.
move. Like, even if it's like, whatever.
I noticed that. Like, the guys who are 21, 20, because you notice by their baby face, they move. They, yeah. You know what I mean? And the ones that don't move are the ones that are 25 and older. And I'm like, bro...
Like, it's crazy. Bro. And, like, we move. It's, like, we move because it's, like, what other choice? Like, well, let's take this time. Next time you're faced with this situation, don't move and just stare at them deeply in the eyes.
Yeah.
And see
crazy
who moves there.
That you're crazy. And you know what? I'm going to... And I start...
Just,
did
like
I do
stand
that?
There in the middle.
Yeah, did I do that? I think we should try that experiment and do it in your blog.
Yeah, we should.
And let's see what happens because...
I'm going to vlog this right now.
Yeah, because... I don't understand that. Like, why do we always have to move? Be a gentleman. Like, no.
Yeah. Imagine just, like, standing there, like...
I'm just gonna stand there looking on the floor or like, looking at his face, like a little...
Like, weird we would look if... Like, I would do it. Like, I don't care, but it's just...
That's either I get slapped...
Is there, like, a mosquito here, right? Like, oh my God. So
either weird. I get slapped because there's a lot of machitos out there or... Or I don't know what happens, or I get insulted, I get called bitch, or move bitch, or whatever, because men are like that. Men get, bro, I remember, like, in my birthday, this fucking guy touched my friend's face, and me and my girls were, like, going up him, like, ah, call security, blah, you know, like, shit like that. And then, when he came back to touch her again, I went up to him, like, what the fuck, and I looked at his eyes, like, deeply in his eyes, until he moved. And then he's like, I'm gonna call security on you, bitch. Like, shit,
are you
like,
serious?
Yeah, in my birthday.
Like, what?
And then, like, aren't you the one touching us without permission?
And he's gonna call security?
Yeah, like... he's so stupid. And, like, I don't know, I don't understand the logic because if I touch a guy and he tells me, what the fuck, bitch, I'll be like, damn, you're right. Like, I did it without permission. Like, I don't know
how low of a man he is that he. Said, I'm gonna call security on you, bitch. Like, aren't you, like...
Touching my friend's face, motherfucker.
No, and also, you're the man here. Like, what the fuck? Like, what? Like,
I wish I could see you again when I'm, like, sober.
Right.
Because it will be worse. But, yeah. Men, now, so that's why I'm, like, if I do the experiment, I'm gonna get either slapped, call bitch, call Ed.
Okay, that's, like, but, not fun, though. Like, what the hell?
But guess what? We are the movement. Not to make fun of this, but yeah, we gotta make a change, you know, like, we gotta, like,
and it's just that little
like Miami,
like it
I think that should be our hashtag, like talk,
like,
shit,
it's just
like,
that little thing that we just noticed and now we're just like making a big deal out of it, but it is a big deal.
This title should be like what the fuck, man.
It's ranting, but
hey, you know, but there are really good men out there who, you know, and some men don't even notice, you know.
Yeah, that is true.
It's like their instinct because they see him from their dads and it's like, it's instincts. But we just got to teach them, you know. Sometimes you tell me, like, Vale, you're being very mean or, you know, like, shit like that.
Yeah.
We just need that someone to make us notice. Should we talk about something else and then we call it dunce and quits?
Dunce and quits.
This is why we have our funny moments. Sometimes like, shit.
Okay, I know what to talk about. Like, this is so good. Okay, so I know I don't post this because, I mean, I know something like...
That you're a bitch. That's
I know,
it.
I know I'm a bitch.
That you're a bitch and you bother people and then you are mean.
Yes. Wow. You really had that held in you,
you
right?
Are a Capricorn.
Well, you are a Virgo.
Virgos are sweet.
Mm-mm.
Virgos...
Okay.
Bye.
And I know sometimes maybe we do this at, like, at one point where we're just like, I'm a nice person. Like, I don't deserve to be hurt.
I did that in middle school, sixth grade.
And it is true because, you know.
You get heartbroken.
Yeah. And then you're just like, what did I do to, like, ever deserve this? Right? Yeah. But we've also been bitches without noticing.
We have hurt people's feelings.
Yes.
I have been called manipulative and, like. Yes. Without me noticing, I'm like, oh, and I need
like,
to change
everyone
that.
Views us a different way. Like, I saw this post on Instagram that says, everyone has a different view of you. So, what you think of you is not really who you are. Because everyone has a different view of you. So, Who knows? Maybe in one's eyes, you were a bitch. Maybe you hurt their feelings. Maybe you were this, I don't know, person. I know I'm not... I'm definitely not, like, I'm not going to be, like, posting, I'm such a nice person, I don't deserve this, because maybe, not maybe, I know that I've done shit, like,
I don't know,
really mean shit.
I don't know, I love coming close to the mic.
No, listen, I've done something, and I'm just going to say it right now. I know there was this post that said, those people, like, ghost people, should really, like, they were talking shit about people who ghost people, and I'm one of those people that ghosted people. Well, I only ghosted one person, and that one person was really a pain in the butt. I always have an explanation to why I'm not someone's friend. Mm-hmm. Like, other friend, like, I told her, like, this is why, like, blah, blah, blah. But this person, like, it's just there was no way of getting through this person to actually tell them, you suck. And, like, you are... Everyone gets butthurt nowadays. But whatever. This is my story. It's a really fun story. So, I had this friend. Not gonna name names. Who knows? Maybe they watch this. But I'm pretty sure they don't.
Maybe when we get famous.
Wow. Patreon donors. Declaring this already. Okay. I had this friend who was always complaining about, oh my god, I don't have any friends. I don't have any girlfriend / boyfriend. I'm not going to say what's the gender because then they'll know.
And that's my dad.
This is going on the podcast. So they were always complaining, like, oh my god, I don't have friends. Oh my god, my life is so hard. Oh my god, this and that. And I get it. Sometimes we're like, oh my god, like, sometimes life is hard, and I totally understand that. This person, she was always like, oh, like, I have a horrible life. And which, mind you, I get it that sometimes you think that life is hard, and I totally understand that. But this person's life...
sometimes people do have
problems. Which is why it gets me mad, because I know people have a hard time. But this specific person did not have a hard life. He had everything, and everything wasn't bad, and he was just complaining.
They just say he.
He was just complaining about everything.
Or it.
It was just complaining about everything. They were just like, always like, hey, and I'm such a nice person. I don't know what I do to deserve this. maybe it's because you complain a lot that life is just like, you don't deserve anything good right now because you're always complaining. Yeah. You're never happy with what you have. So that's one thing. And it got so bad that it was just like, that person was always manipulating and, like, always being obsessed with one person. Like, it just couldn't, like, so I obviously ghosted. If you understand, you understand. But I obviously ghosted.
Especially
that person.
If you're a woman, like, those guys who are on top of you all the time and they make you feel like shit when you don't reply, you know, and they're like, oh, but I'm a nice person. Like, those guys who, like, I'm a nice guy, or, like, girls like guys who treat them like shit and I'm nice. Like,
that's
no.
Just-
these guys have low self-esteem. That's what I feel. And then they... And some of them stalk you.
Exactly.
And, you know, and it's scary and whatever. And it's not that you're nice. It's just you have problems, you know? And you need someone to talk to about this problem. Someone go to therapy or something like that. Because that's not normal. Yeah, you might be nice and have a good heart. But it's not normal to stalk them. It's not normal to...
Pressure them, text them.
If they don't reply in 5 minutes and you text them every 5 minutes because they don't reply, it's not cool. And yeah, just give them space and bro.
Yeah, but that like really went off my point about the people that post. But no, that was basically an example of why what I think. Like, you think you're nice, but look at like all this damage that you're causing.
You know? So those people that are always posting like on Instagram, like, I'm such a nice person.
Like, I the guys deserve this. Guys do that too.
Exactly, that's what I mean.
Oh, girls like guys that treat them like shit. No, we don't like that. We don't like that. Okay? And you're not nice because you're posting that. You're calling yourself nice. I have a friend who I work with. Sorry, Sam. I have a friend that I work with, and I do call them out because I don't give a fuck. And we're cool. Shout out to Anonymous. And
so you didn't call it out, though.
And he was like, I guess he wants to get on my pants or whatever, but he was like, oh no, Val, it's just I'm a really good guy. I don't like treating girls like shit. I'm such a good guy that I don't... Legit, he was saying, I'm such a good guy. I don't look at girls and wanna fuck them. My friends think I'm weird because I never think of them like that.
And I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Didn't he like want to like... kind of like make you drunk?
Yes, that's what I'm talking. And then he would give me like, before he would like give me drinks, and he got me drunk, and that night I didn't sleep with him, motherfucker. That's right, bitch. So yeah, that's right, because my friend took me away. Yeah, he didn't get to sleep with me. But those are the kind of people that are like, oh, I don't get the girl drunk. He even told me, I don't like getting the girl drunk because that's like raping them. But you wanted to get me drunk. Yeah, exactly. Like, I legit told him, like, so you're calling yourself nice? And then he's like, yeah, because I'm a nice. I'm like, so you know what? That makes me think that you are the meanest human being ever. That's what I told him. Someone that's nice wouldn't call themselves nice because they feel guilty of what they've done to other people. You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
If you're a nice person, you wouldn't call yourself a nice person. You will feel guilty of all the damage you've done to others.
Exactly. That's and exactly what I mean.
That's why you wouldn't. And that's why I'm like,
no,
you know.
No one is nice. No one is. You have lied at one point in your life. Yeah. You have been a bitch at one point in your life. You have hurt people's feelings. You have been a bad friend at one point. Like, we've all done this. So I don't know why people are always like, I'm so nice. Like, I'm literally loyal 100% of my time. Like, no. Like, I bet you have not been loyal. I mean, even if it's just like that one little like minute, like,
stop victimizing yourself. She got evil. Get used to likes, guys, or so, like, oh my god, like things like that, because we are from Miami, okay?
Exactly, like,
like a bitch. Shout out to Hennessy's out there.
Oh my
Hennessy's.
God. Subscribe to her music.
Resonance.
Renaissance.
Oh, Renaissance.
Wow.
Wow. I don't want to feel. I don't want to feel, I just want to forget. Hey, and we're singers and we sound like shit.
I know.
But, hey.
And it's not that we're bad people.
No,
everyone
is mean. Everyone is good. Everyone has a good part. Has a good heart.
And everyone has their bad days.
Yeah.
Exactly. You have never been an angel. We're not angels. We're...
Wow. Shout out to Angel.
We should bring him in as a guest one day.
Yeah, and we're gonna talk about you.
Okay, so like, we're not all angels. We have been mean. We have hurt feelings before, so you know, you get our point.
Yeah.
So you know, we should always stop victimizing ourselves and be like, you hurt me, okay, bitch, I'll hurt you too. Or you hurt me, okay, I could totally move on from that. Not be like, I was a nice person and then like, I do not.
No,
like
I feel like the meanest people out there are those who disguise themselves as nice and then people. They're evil.
I just think that we should all change ourselves because we always have something to change. We're not all perfect, so.
I need to change, and I'm changing.
Exactly. We all need to change.
And it's hard as fuck, man.
It is hard. And I just think that we should all change and have a positive attitude and do not victimize ourselves because we've been the bad guy in someone's story. Like, so, you know, I think that's the positive view.
Okay.
So that concludes our episode. See, if you guys have any preguntitas.
Yeah, preguntas.
Or any requests, suggestions, about our podcast.
Questions.
Any feedback, I don't know, maybe.
We might not listen to your feedback.
But if,
because this is for fun.
This is for fun.
This is not like to offend anyone. This is not to, I don't know.
It's just for fun.
And also, you guys are going to be joining us in our journey, like stuff we do every day.
And and hopefully we didn't hurt anyone's feelings.
Like, because, this is not at all to hurt feelings.
It's just
the truth. And I'm so sorry about that.
Well, that's easy.
If you guys have any, like, again, any requests, any questions, email us at letstalkshitmiami@gmail.com.
Wow, that's so official. Shout out to Two Girls and One Ghost and Call Her Daddy.
You guys
are the bomb.
Are the inspiration.
Inspiration.
And actually all the podcasts too, because I listen to a lot of podcasts.
But, oh, yeah. See you guys when you see me.
See you guys.
When you hear this.
See you guys when you decide to hear us. Okay. I'm just going to stop right there. Okay, bye.